I'm Veronica Heller, and this is SEO in 2024 Additional Insights.
Veronica, what's your additional insight for SEO in 2024?
I think we should focus on search generative experience as SEO. And what I find most important is to see the rising of social media in the search. So I think we should focus to work more with other departments in digital marketing, like social media manager and PPC manager. I know there's a tough competition between SEO and PPC, but I think we should focus to work together at this point, because in the search changed so much. We see in search generative experience so many results from other platforms. So it's not like you type in a search query and then you get results from a website. There are multimedia content pieces, they showing up. And this is really important that we have one holistic strategy. We all work together. And it doesn't matter if you're an agency, a freelancer, or an in-house, like me at the moment. It's important that all work together for every company you work for every client you work for, that you have one holistic way, that all the pieces showing up, it doesn't matter if it's from social media or PPC, that if they end on your website, that the client sees also this content on your website. So I think we should go more holistic.
So which countries are we seeing SGE at the moment in?
I've seen in USA. So I think this is the first really heavy country, I would say. So we have also an company in the USA. And here we see we are falling in the rankings, because we don't have so much multimedia content, for example, and we never had the strategy to work with social media and with PPC together at this point. And we have seen we are falling, really, really heavy falling.
Okay, so it's not just the fact that SG results are pushing down the rest of the SERP. You're actually seeing a noticeable reduction, decline in the organic search rankings for different terms.
Yes. So, and if you take a look, then you see they show other multimedia content pieces from competition websites. So they have a holistic strategy. So like my favorite at this point is HubSpot.
Okay.
So I think they have the perfect digital marketing strategy, because they use all channels. And the competition from us in the USA, for example, they have started earlier to go this holistic way. And now you see the pieces, multimedia pieces, videos. You see product infos, product videos, podcasts showing up. And our results going down this way because the multimedia content is much higher. So I think if it grows in other countries, so we should start to focus to work closer with all the platforms we have.
And is this for all industry sectors and all types of queries?
It's for a lot of queries. And I think it's important for all companies. So it doesn't matter what you are. So for online shops, maybe, yeah, it's another point, because it's shown up in another way. But they also show YouTube videos for products, for example. So if you, and then your ranking goes down because they show their multimedia content. And if it's not from you, then you will not be seen in the new world of search. So in the, I think in a few months, it will take over to all countries. So I'm sure it's really important to see the potential to work with these platforms.
Intriguing. Okay, so you're essentially saying for every type of query, even if it's perhaps a product landing page, think of ways that you can incorporate video as part of that page as well.
Yes, so we have started to include video on our product pages, and we also have it on YouTube. We also have it on the website, and we take this also for social media platforms. So if we make posts, then we try to use all this content we have created, the multimedia content, and we place it on the complete, and also on PPC. So we have shorter videos for the short trend and a little bit longer on YouTube, for example, for other clients, they are on this platform.
Okay. And I know it's not a YouTube optimization discussion. But if you have a YouTube channel and you perhaps have a long form content series that you publish on YouTube, perhaps you should also consider having a separate channel for your product content. Because if you think as a YouTube subscriber, you're not necessarily going to want to see every one of your product videos if you subscribe to that ongoing series.
Yes, so it makes totally sense to separate it. For example, webinars, of course, too. So you have the product videos in general. You show your product, and we have webinars a lot. So in Germany, our product is a healthcare product. It's software for healthcare. So they need to know how to work with the software, for example. And then the videos are very long, 60 minutes, for example, for a webinar. And then we have it separated, the webinars for the special softwares. What we see is the clients love this, because if they want to see short videos, they go this part of the YouTube channel. If they want to see the webinars, they go on this part. And if they want to see a product video, they go on this part. And from my point of view, it's also easier for the algorithm from YouTube. And this video is also shown in the SERPs. If you type in a search query, for example, a question, how does TurboMate works, for example, and then the video is shown up. So I think it's good. It's a good strategy to make it clear and easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And obviously from the YouTube algorithm perspective, if someone subscribes to your channel, but you deliver them lots of content that's different or different length, different type to what they've viewed previously, they're less likely to watch it, and that's going to negatively impact the likelihood that your content's going to get served in the future. But going back to something else that you previously said, you emphasized the importance of SEO and paid search working Yes. together in order to take better advantage of SGE. So why is that the case?
So it's the case because what we have done in the past is often that we have seen this channel separately. So you have other goals, other targets for PPC and for SEO. But if you use the synergy of both, you can have it easier with the budget, for example. That says, if you have a real good optimized landing page for PPC and SEO, then you push the interaction on your SEO website, for example, with traffic from the PPC side. So what we have made is we have focused only to make one landing page for both and not separately. And now we see the conversions going up. The positions are better because you have more interaction on the page. They stay longer and they are willing to request a demo, for example, if they see you have the same content in your ad on the page. So the journey is a little bit easier to understand for the person. So what we want is, it doesn't matter from which way the user comes. He should find our brand and our language, our claims in every channel. And we have seen our conversion rate going up 35% since we use PPC and SEO as synergy.
I can certainly see the importance of learning copywriting skills and other sales skill and conversion rate skills from paid search, but I can also see paid search pushing back from incorporating perhaps more lengthy text, for instance, on a landing page and not wanting to incorporate everything that an SEO might want to incorporate. So is there not a bit of debate between the teams as to what that page should look like?
Yes, you have this. But I think a PPC manager is really good in writing ads. It's really good in writing claims and call to actions. And then the SEO knows exactly how the landing page have to look like. And it's really important that you communicate. So for us, it's so I decide how the landing page looks like and they create the ads and the claim. And if I see really good stuff, so they have really good claims, then I put it on the website too. And it's a compromise. So you have to talk and you find the middle, but you see the conversion goes so up and they stay so much longer on the website. So sometimes it happens we have paid ads and they landed on the website before and they jumped directly. So it was a bounce rate about 85%. And they come from the paid ads. And I said, no, I don't want it anymore. And since we have this synergy and we try to give a little bit from the ad on the side and text from the ad, from the site on the ad and the look and the feel, then we have a bounce rate from 35%.
Yeah, that's a big selling point for SEOs to discuss with the paid search team, because if they can stay on their site, if they're not ready to buy, then the next best thing is staying on the site and exploring more about your brand.
Yeah, so, and we have seen the conversion rate is higher, and now we have a really good effect. We also make it with the social media posts. So we try to get a little bit social media feeling on our websites too. And this happens, we see sometimes the first contact was social media, and then we see they come over SEO again. And sometimes the third step is they come over paid search again. So we have sometimes 4-5 weeks, we see the user jump between the channels, but then they close up on conversion. So, and most it's book a demo, for example. So it's really interesting. And before it was they bounce, and then we couldn't see if they come back or not. And now we see, okay, they switch between the channels. So I think they make a research, for example. And then at the end, they close up the conversion.
So I get the focus on SGE in the States, but it doesn't seem quite as relevant in other countries that don't offer that at the moment. What kind of time scale are we looking at for a full international rollout?
So I think we should focus right now on this point, because I'm sure it will come up really early. So in the States, it runs really good. So they have really good experience with the search generative experience in the States. So they get really good high data. So I think Google will say, yes, now we will roll out it in Europe, for example, or maybe in a few more countries. But I think we should focus right now, because it's a lot of work to find. Yes, you have to find a compromise with all the stages, with all the digital channels you have. And it needs really, really long time, if I'm honest. There are a lot of vanities, discussions to find a holistic strategy. So if you start right now, and maybe they roll out it next year, you will be finished until they start. So it's really important. And what we see in the US is they show so much multimedia content. There's so less text, so less websites they're showing up. There are the rich snippets, there are videos, there are podcasts, there are the shopping results on the site. So your website comes really, really down. So it's so important. And if you work with the stages and you create together this multimedia content for all platforms, then it's easier that it jumps to your website.
That's a great point. So even if it takes a year to happen in other countries, then unless you prepare now, when it does happen, you'll immediately start to suffer in terms of rankings, and you'll have to try and catch up. In the meantime, your competitors will be ahead of you in the rankings.
Yes, and I've seen so many competition starts right now. So they have seen the rise of social media. It's right now. So in the results, it's right now in Germany too. If you type in a search query, you also found social media results, for example. So this is the start point. And I think it will be much more in the future with multimedia content, because people are don't like to read text anymore. So it's easier to look a little video. It's easier to see it right in the SERPs. So I think it's really important to prepare right now.
And of course, SEOs love to talk about Google, but it's not necessarily just about Google.
No.
There are other search engines as well, and other organic content discovery platforms like YouTube, you've mentioned, maybe TikTok, yeah. Other podcasts as
yes.
well. So yeah, what kind of focus do we need to have on other platforms?
We need all these platforms. So, and all these platforms could be optimized for SEO. So they have their own algorithm and you can optimize them for your needs. And I think we have to break out of our SEO silo to be keyword focused, to be, it's only all have to be really good content. So we need to think a little bit outside the box. So in these times where Gen Z is rising and Generation Alpha is growing, so it don't have to be perfect at this point. So behind the scenes content is really funny. It's also funny on the website. It's not only a thing for social media, to show more personality, more emotions. So this cold optimization is dead, I would say. So we need to put more emotion on the website, more interaction, and to show more our faces on the website. But my company is a really cult company. It's really old. And this is what we need. We need more personality to show faces and to show players, of course. It's also okay if you have a shooting and there are a lot of outtakes, show the outtakes. You don't have to show the perfect face. And I think this is really relevant also for the branding. So that they see your face, not only the brand name. And this is what I love. So the search had changed so much in this 16 years right now I'm here. So yeah, it's going more to interactive, more personally. And we have to take it over. So we have to take more social media on our website.
Well, you've shared what SEO should be doing in 2024. Now let's talk about what SEO shouldn't be doing. So what's something that's seductive in terms of time, but ultimately counterproductive? What's something that SEOs shouldn't be doing in 2024?
I think you don't have to spend so much time on your meta description, for example, like you have done for years. And please don't buy backlinks.
But renting's okay.
That's okay.
No, I'm only joking. Yeah.
So if you get the chance to buy rankings, then yeah, you should. But backlinks you should not do. And if you have a real holistic strategy with social media, you have automatically really high backlinks from these platforms. So don't sell them, please.
So don't worry about follow, no follow either.
No follow.
Well, Veronica Holler is Global SEO Lead at CompuGroup Medical, and you can find her over at veronica-holler.de. Veronica, thanks so much for adding your additional insight to SEO in 2024.
Thank you.
I've been your host, David Bain. You've been listening to an episode of SEO in 2024 Additional Insights, a majestic series that complements the original SEO in 2024 podcast, video series, and book. Find out more at SEOin2024.com.